quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emily coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. And how can I say that? Because I am the original OG. When I did this back in 1984, I was an SF cop doing this on the phone with Charles Day down there in Florida. He said, let's come up with a name for your segment. We'll call it Ring Talk. Before you know it, a few years later, 1989, it was a national syndication. Having looked back, of course, this is like 15, maybe almost 20 years with the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So Ring Talk Live Worldwide is rocking and rolling 41, almost 42 years into an existence. Oh, and who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your award-winning host. When I say award-winning, I've won all kinds of awards for my writing. Of course, I'm also a four-time Golden Glove champion with national ranks. So I know a little bit about boxing, or at least I should. But you're the average boxing fan. You might know a little bit more. So let me know. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's open up the toll-free phone lines as I stutter and stammer at the beginning of the show. Let's open up the toll-free phone lines. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we'll be talking big time about the coming out of Jaron Ennis. How can I put this? Brent Carter of Tower of Power. Take that back. He's the lead singer of the Commodores now. But he said to me via text, he said, I like Boots Ennis a lot more today than I did yesterday. Well, of course, yesterday he annihilated Xander Zayas. I mean, I was like, if they'd have been gay, it would have been like the cops would have been there for domestic violence. I kid you. I mean, he just lumped Xander Zayas up. Zayas had one moment in the third round, but outside of maybe a couple other times he seemed to startle or stun Boots Ennis. But outside of that, he got owned. The showdown at 154 was really a beatdown at 154. Once again, open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are live on Twitch.tv as well as Sports Byline, the Sports Byline USA channel, of course, as well as YouTube is, I'm just stuttering and stammering. I'm having a good show. It's rock and roll, of course. After the break, we'll bring in Sir Thomas Dillon. We'll talk about last night's fight. Of course, he was there ringside. We'll talk about that and more on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Meet Matthew Preston. Inside his apartment, everything he holds dear is protected by Progressive's renter's insurance, like his laptop and a surprisingly valuable collection of baseball bobbleheads. Outside his apartment, his laptop is still protected, as are his bobbleheads, which he carries around with him for reasons no one knows. Renters, the limits of protection aren't just the four walls of your home. When you're in Progressive's protection zone, get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say. But he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him. So I see him getting himself in good condition so that he can fire back. Never been one to say die. Never been one to hide out. He comes on, damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
What is the wire-haired wonder alluding to? Well, I walk into a press conference and people would snarl. I mean, they would just snarl. It looked like you ever see a dog when he's smiling and he's showing you his teeth, but he ain't smiling. Like he's ready to rip off a piece of your butt. The bottom line is that's the way you used to look for Poison Pan Pedro. But the bottom line is, let's talk about last night. Wow, the main event coming to us from Brooklyn, New York. Of course, we'll bring in Tommy D in just a second. He was there ringside, of course, the VIP that he is. But the bottom line is, it was on DAZN. DAZN pay-per-view. Of course, DAZN hitting you up for a little bit more. And they say to you, hey, you can get this for free if you're part of the Ultimate Package. I think the Ultimate Package means like giving them like $100 a month or something like that. Bottom line is, stick to the $29 plan like I do and watch the fights through binoculars in somebody else's house. I mean, you know, when that's what you do. You get the binoculars going, you watch the fight. It's a little uncomfortable at times, but you know, you watch the fights through the wind, somebody else's window and save yourself $70 or $80 or whatever the hell it is. Bottom line is, pay-per-view has gone through the roof. And of course, people say to me, do you still pay for pay-per-view, Pedro? And I say, no, I've never really paid for pay-per-view. I either go over to somebody's house or I watch it through binoculars. And of course, I explain the aforementioned story to them. At the end of the day, last night was probably a fight worth buying. I mean, that's what you want to think about. If you paid for the fight, was it worth paying for? Well, I'm not talking about the undercard. Of course, Emiliano Vargas being victorious, that's always good, that up-and-coming star is looking good. But the bottom line is, Xander Zayas, man, he came in there with a lot of hype, but he was a 6-1 underdog. I mean, think about this. George Foreman was only a 3-1 favorite over Muhammad Ali. Sonny Liston was like 2.5 or 3-1. So those were big, big monumental upsets in boxing history. So you knew from based on the odds that, you know, Xander didn't have a chance. It was slim and none, and Slim was out of town. So it was according to the Las Vegas oddsmakers. And when it opened like at 3.5-1 and it moved to 6-1, I said to myself, yikes! I haven't seen a line move like that in quite a long time. In fact, a guy that knows a lot about lines, of course, is on the line from the Bronx to talk about the man himself, Sir Thomas Dillon Moore. Tommy D, how are you?
Pedro, what is going on, bro? Listen, you got to add to the fact when you talk about, you know, why you're paying for pay-per-views, to let people know that you go to these pay-per-views as well. All right, because you be there as well. You got to let them know that as also. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you attend. You're there live in the moment like I was last night.
All right, speaking of live in the moment last night, of course, was the place rocking and rolling. Hey, let me tell you like this. I went to the Trinidad Hopkins fight, okay? And it was all these Puerto Ricans were in the house because it was Trinidad. And what happened was the Puerto Ricans bought all the tickets and nobody from Philly. Bernard Hopkins did not have a fan base. Not like that kid hit the last night, not like Boots Ennis last night. Bernard Hopkins couldn't bring a crowd with him anywhere. I no knock on Bernard, but you know, he couldn't draw flies unless he, like, defecated. I mean, that's just the way it is. But you know, against Trinidad, the Garden was sold out, and they were all rocking and rolling. I mean, if Trinidad had won that night, it would have been like Duran and Moore. But the bottom line is, Hopkins silenced them early, and last night, Boots Ennis silenced the Puerto Rican crowd, of course, the New York crowd, real early with that first-round knockdown.
Yeah, but I will say this, and I was kind of almost right about this. There were a lot of Philly fans in this.
No. There were all kinds of Philly fans there. That's what I'm trying to say. Is that Hopkins couldn't draw, but this kid could draw because you heard him last night.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very excellent point. I mean, he has a big draw, and I think if he's not a superstar now, he's almost there because obviously a lot of people know Boots for who he is and. His, you know, he has a good fan base here on the East Coast, right? But, you know, people are never satisfied in the sport of boxing.
Especially,
you know,
especially this old man. I mean, I was dogging him. I called him boring, and a lot of the times when I call him boring is I'm trying to entice Tommy D. I mean, I'm like sticking him with a fork in the eye or something like. Not really, you know what I'm saying, but just trying to get a reaction out of him. Of course, Boots Ennis last night moving to 36 the zip, a 7-round stoppage. Of course, he had Xander down, I think, in round number one, round number five, and round number seven. Of course, Xander had a good round number three, and he stunned him a couple times. And he stunned him a couple times. And I will say this about Boots: he recovered instantly.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. So, like. Here's the thing, right? I sometimes watching it live and then watching on TV, there's two different. You get to see two different versions, right? And you get better angles, right? So where I was sitting, I saw Boots buzz. I didn't think he was hurt or in any danger, right? Because I felt like he composed himself. Well, it took a while. You know, he had to get his legs back a little bit. He held on, but he was still kind of dangerous at being hurt. And what I mean by that is, like, he was throwing shots in return, and Xander already, you know, being dropped in the first round has to have that in his mentals, right? So, like, that's what I mean. Like, he didn't look like he was hurt until, like, on the car ride home where someone was telling me, who is a current boxer himself, was telling me that, he was hurt. And I was like, really? So I didn't really get to see that. I thought he was buzzed. But with that being said, he did an excellent job of hiding it, you know, at least – For me, you know what I'm saying? And there was other people that said the same thing. They said, nah, he wasn't really in any danger, but he was buzzed, and he did, you know, Xander definitely got his attention.
You know, I'm trying to download some clips this morning, and of course, now ClipGrab. You ever use ClipGrab?
No.
Okay, ClipGrab sort of takes YouTube clips and erases the video and makes a nice audio clip for you, okay? Bottom line is, now I just hit on the ClipGrab, and it says to me, move to trash, it's damaged. I mean, that's one in the morning. Wow. So bottom line is, you know, I woke up this morning a lot more appreciative, and I stole this line from the lead singer of the Commodores, Brent Carter, when he sent me this text this morning. He said, I like Boots Ennis a lot more today than I did yesterday. Am I just a selfish old man?
No, I wouldn't say that. It's just, listen, it's not you, and it's just certain things people are not satisfied, right? Because you know what it is? It's this era of boxing is not the same as yesterday's era of boxing, right? Like we're used to seeing the guys fight the best. We're used to seeing great performances. We're used to seeing guys doing an excellent clinic of boxing, but then getting the stoppage. We don't see that now. We get either or sometimes. So, I mean, and Boots' resume before last night and maybe before the last few fights, really nothing, you know, to really, you know, say Hall of Fame right away, right?
He fought Bailey a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Huh?
So, yeah, exactly. So people are never satisfied. I don't like when people discredit fights. Like, so now the narratives or what people are going to say is that Xander was too young. No, he wasn't too young. He started fighting at like 16, 17 years old as a professional.
I mean,
and he has 20. That was his 24th world fight.
I know.
He's a defending champion.
I know. He just got lit up, man. That's all there is to it. I mean, here's what's up. Listen, I was clocked in one fight. I was clocked in the first round, and I take it back, twice in the first round, and I was clocked in the second round. When you get clocked like he did, it's very, very hard to stand up and even want to come back. I mean, because I know people say you got the will to win this and that, but let me tell you, there's a part of you inside that's saying, S-I-H-T. You know what I'm saying? I mean, holy God. I mean, there's this part of you that's going, man, this ain't really what you're in. You didn't really get into it for this, did you? I mean, you're looking across the ring like seven different guys. You know,
but
so.
Listen.
What?
But we win at the end of the day as fans, right? You said it yourself. You said, listen, you know, you watched the fight and you got your money's worth, right? And that's all anybody can ask for. Like, we're very critical. You know, everybody wants to be smart, right? We want to be the smart boxing fans and critique, right? Everybody wants to, me included, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, when you make a statement like that, and even me making a statement being there, we got our money's worth, and we witnessed some sort of greatness last night.
Okay,
right, and that's what boxing needs.
Okay, before we go to the break, though, I've got to kick Floyd Mayweather once, and I hope you can join me here. The bottom line is, remember over the years they said Floyd has no vices. You remember? Have you heard that before?
Yes. All yes. Right.
Floyd is a degenerate gambler. I mean, he gambles like $1 million here and $1 million there. I mean, you drop $1 million on an NBA game, a couple of $4 million on the Super Bowl, this and that. I mean, you know, he has the fever. When you have the fever, you can't stop gambling. When you're a gambling freak, you can't stop gambling. And of course, he had that bounce check court date a couple of weeks ago. And get this, Tommy D, if he had $200,000 in assets to his name, he could have bought that stolen check or that hot check back, that bounce check back from that jeweler for that watch. He could have bought the check back for $200,000 flat. Maybe he could have negotiated even a lesser amount, you know what I'm saying? But he had nothing. So instead he gets charged criminally. Then he goes to Greece, and he goes to fleece the people in Greece, and that doesn't work out too well because he shows up, and then this court case, of course, led by John Burstein, who, of course, has never rarely loses in boxing, of course, that New York attorney, and he was representing somebody called CPS or something like that, some promotional outfit. But at the end of the day, Floyd was prevented from doing this exhibition with this Greek guy down there in Greece, but he already got $3 million in advance. I mean, it seems like Floyd just seems to be swindling people all around the world.
I mean,
he's a swindler. I mean, and he got on that guy Jonah Ricketts, the convicted charlatan that had all kinds of issues, and he and Floyd went on TV and wore the traditional Jewish attire and that kind of stuff. We're talking about Netanyahu and all this kind of good stuff, and of course now Floyd is claiming that this guy sold his airplane for a dollar. No. When you look at the paperwork, and I read the contract, I read some of the court papers. This before we go to a break here. Floyd sold that plane for a dollar plus. Considerable plus other things. In other words, when rich people sell stuff, they put like a dollar plus other amounts or other items or something. I can't remember what the contingency is. But the bottom line is that's what he did with the plane. But Floyd tried to claim that he sold the plane. This guy Jonah sold the plane for a dollar, and that's not the way it went down. Anyway, Floyd's full of spit. He's going to lose every lawsuit. He's suing Al Haymon, Steven Espinosa, Showtime, and this Jonah guy. I think he's going to lose all the four lawsuits. But the bottom line is Floyd's toast. He's done. He came back to the United States, of course, and he flew back on his own plane. Hey, how can a guy still have his own plane and not afford a $200,000 check?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, let's roll to a break. I'm rolling Tommy D over here, of course. We'll go to the break in the other room, of course, is the undefeated, almost undefeated. Great one. Talk about the impeccable one, Bailey Peck. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Lord have mercy.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It has been said that I have two alternatives. Either go to jail or go to the army.
I'm only bold and cocky before and after fight.
Let me see you close your mouth and just keep it closed.
Well, you know that's impossible.
No, no, now keep it closed.
You know that's impossible. I'm the greatest. And I'm knocking out all bones. And if you get too smart, I'll knock you out.
I only get bold and cocky before and after shows. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live. Well, I check it 42 years. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Last night's referee, of course, for this junior middleweight showdown between the now 23-1 Xander Zayas, of course, 13 stops. Of course, the victor is 36-0. I'm talking about Jaron Ennis of Philadelphia, 36-0, 32 KOs. The stoppage coming in the seventh round. But the referee performed well. And often I spell Harvey Dock's name D-I-C-K, but I'm not going to spell it that way this morning because he was pretty good last night. Don't you think Harvey did a good job last night?
He did okay. I mean, there was really nothing for him to really, you know, get in the way of and mess up, except I personally thought he should have stopped it in the fifth round. The fifth round, Xander took a beating in that fifth round. He got dropped. He did not look good, even walking to the corner. And I was even like, you know, he took some really good shots in that exchange. I mean, Xander showed he had a good chin, but, you know, sometimes that may not be good for you in the long run. So I thought Harvey should have definitely stopped it in the fifth round. So I'm not going to give no A or A plus to Harvey. Maybe for him, it was a good performance because it was him. But as a job of a referee, I don't think he did a great job. I think he did an okay job.
No. But here's what's up. I was watching him, you know, in the sixth and the seventh round, and he had his eyes open like, you know, like he was buckwheat on our gang. But the bottom line is his eyes were wide open, and he was looking for a point to jump in and stop. Of course, it was the corner's. I thought the corner made a mistake by sending him out after the fifth round. I thought that was a corner mistake.
Yeah, I thought so too. I didn't think they should have sent him out. I thought it should have been stopped. And but even that, like you said, like when Harvey, you know, Harvey didn't stop it in the seventh, because when Zanna got dropped in the seventh, which he took like kind of like a knee, it just looked like he was done. Harvey had an opportunity to stop it then. So it was Zanna looking to the corner, and the corner stopped the fight. I think Zanna would have continued, but I think Zanna knew he was a defeated fighter at the point. A lot of people may look at it as Zanna quitting, and I won't see it that way. You're going to get weird people like, you know, like your guy Virgil Ortiz saying that Xander's the P word.
My guy.
Yeah, you know that's your guy, Virgil Ortiz.
Oh, man. Oh. At 147, I really thought he was going to. Listen, he had the chance. He had the chance to be the second coming of, maybe not, but the second coming of a reasonable facsimile of Oscar De La Hoya. Is that a good way to put it?
Somewhat. At 147, he did look that way. But I don't know about him. You know, too many injuries, struggle with the weights. Now contract problems.
Flintstone vitamins.
You know, and not making fights, not being able to get into big fights. He should have been the one that fought Boots, not Xander.
Flintstone vitamins.
Right? Flintstone vitamins, possibility.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Anyway, where does Zayas go from here? He says he's moving up to 160 pounds. You know, he didn't sparkle at 154. Is he just a guy that we thought a whole lot of, but he just couldn't cross that line? Is that a good way to put it?
Say it again. Like
I said,
what do you mean?
Is he one of those guys that we put a lot of hope in, and he just couldn't cross that line from good to great?
I think. Well, we all do that, especially when you're fans of a certain fighter, or like, you know, like Puerto Rican fans. You know, Puerto Rican fans, they're always looking for the next coming. The second coming of Tito, or the second coming of Cotto. So
there's always the second coming of Felix Trinidad.
Yeah, Tito Cotto was good too, but I hear what you're saying.
Trinidad, I talked about this before on yesterday's show with Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, but you're a good friend. But that Trinidad is like the most dissed guy. Nobody talks about him being great, and yet he went undefeated at 147, and then he went undefeated at 154. I mean, he beat an Olympic gold medalist. I mean, you know, Trinidad beat some dudes. And then he stepped up to 160 and fought Hopkins. And, you know, size matters in two things, pornography and junior middleweight middleweight boxing and boxing in general. But the bottom, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And that was a size matter that night. But I will say this. The Philadelphia crowd was in the house last night. The New York crowd, they were in the house last night because you heard them in the third round. They did wake up there for a second.
Yeah, they did. They did went crazy in the third round, and even some of the fourth round too, because Zanna had some moments in the fourth round, even though he lost the fourth round. But he had some moments in that round as well. Those were really good two rounds, round of the year type stuff, round three and round four. I don't think it wins, but they were very exciting rounds. It gave the Puerto Rican fans and Zanna fans some hope. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, the better guy won. And we witnessed some sort of greatness last night. I mean, I want to honestly believe that.
Okay, Tommy D, here's a $64,000 question for you, okay? If I gave you 2 months to come up with $200,000, are you going to get charged with two felony charges, one being fraud and the other being theft? Could you come up with the 200 grand?
I think I would come up with the 200 grand.
No, not would. In other words, could. And there was, what I'm trying to say is, you'd find a way, right? Even if you had like to sell your television, all that kind of good stuff. We'd do it. You know what I'm saying? We'd do it. And this dude couldn't come up with $200,000 to avoid two felony charges. It doesn't make any sense to me. You would think he would be able to throw one of them cars at somebody. Unless, check this out. The reason why he can't use any of the cars as assets and any of the watches as assets is they're already marked for loans. Feel me? You see why he can't generate any more cash, borrowing any money? Everything's borrowed on.
Wow.
Hey. Your boy Floyd Mayweather.
That's not my boy.
Oh, I know. Listen. I will say this. Floyd and I have had, you know, mixed over the years. It's been mixed. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we had some good times and some bad times, but the bottom line is, for the most part, he's been a Harvey Dock with a D, with an I, and there's not a whole lot you can say about it. But I will say this: having met my share of spitty people, and I say spitty, I mean spitty with an H, Few people can compel me to pinch thy nose in their presence quite like Floyd Mayweather Jr. And, of course, he buys and wears, Tommy D, a new pair of underwear every day, but that doesn't prevent Floyd from stinking so bad you can smell him through the television and the computer screen.
You know, this has been great. This may be one of the greatest conversations I've been a part of here on Ring Talk Worldwide, because you are finding every way to beat this guy and kick him while he's down. And I think it's hilarious. I think it's great.
Here's what's up. I mean, the fact that he I will say this. He paid for a couple of guys. He paid for Joe Frazier's funeral, and he paid for somebody else's funeral that I can't mention on the air. So he did pay for two funerals. I will give him props for that. But outside of that, man, I mean, he's just gotten over on everybody. Imagine you being a Greek businessman and you investing $10 million in this, and the dude flies over there and then he flies back.
You're right. It's crazy.
No. It's not crazy. It's life. In life, with life comes death. And I'm going to tell you like this. You know, these people that Floyd, a lot of these people Floyd owes money to, they're not going to call Judd Bernstein. They're not going to call a lawyer. You're laughing. They're going to call a hitter.
It's funny, but it's not. But honestly, it's still a little funny. I mean, I hear what you're saying. And listen,
Floyd's going to be the victim of a drive-by.
He made his bed. He made his bed. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, hopefully all these current fighters now that are making exceptional amount of money, because let's face it, the fighters now are making way more money than they did, you know, 15, 20 years ago. Hopefully they will, you know, invest well and not make the same mistakes as Floyd did.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with Sir Thomas Dillamuth after the break.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Las Vegas Visitors Convention and Visitors Authority is sort of like the marketing agency for the entire city. Bottom line is, get this, 336,000 less people showed up in March of 2026 than showed up in Las Vegas in March of 2025. What am I trying to tell you? Las Vegas is dying. Of course, they're also dying at the same time they tried to charge Pedro $13. Was it Tommy D, $13 for a Pepsi?
What?
That's what they tried to charge me at the MGM, $13 for a Pepsi. So I did that Roberto Duran move to Wilfred Benitez. So I sort of grabbed that certain center part of my body. You know what I'm talking about? you got to be kidding me. I was almost ready to drink tap water.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, did it have magical powers in there or something?
And it wasn't like a huge Pepsi. It was like one of these long, skinny cans.
Oh my God, $13!
And put that $13 water down there. There's no $13 water all over the place.
I tell you what, I was at the fight day in the Barclays, and I didn't buy absolutely anything. I had my ticket, and I ate after I left. That's it. I was not going to pay. It's very rare that I'd buy anything when I go see a fight or even a sporting event because it everything is overpriced. It's ridiculous.
Okay, back to Floyd Mayweather. You know, Floyd's had his flunkies flooding social media and the like for years with posts, I think, that made him seem far more better than he ever was. I'm talking about ever. I mean, when you saw those posts that put Floyd over Roberto Duran, Ray Leonard, and Thomas Hearns in their prime, you know, you try not to inhale as you can again smell the bull spit coming through your computer screen. What I'm trying to tell you is that Floyd was special at 130, 135, but after the Ricky Hatton fight at 140, Floyd clutched and grabbed. You might laugh at this one. He clutched and grabbed his ring foe so hard and often that you might have thought he had a thing for guys. I mean, that's how much he was holding on to people. I kid you not. And yet, with this public relations con job perpetrated by Floyd's minions, it's been so successful that a decent amount of the boxing populace, possibly including many people listening to this show, are inclined to believe the fiction spewed by Floyd's Facebook fallacies. Is that true or false?
I can't answer. I don't really know.
Okay, I thought I'd put you on the spot on that one. So
yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, I do what I can. Hey, what about Vegas losing 336,000 people in a year and a month? I mean, that's doom in the desert. Do you know what? That's doom in the desert. And the Las Vegas. I've studied the economic situation in this country since I was a kid. Okay, and I used to read the Wall Street Journal. People used to laugh at me. I used to read the Wall Street Journal, that kind of stuff. But anyway, economic trends, Las Vegas always led the country in economic trends. In other words, when Vegas started to go south, the economy was going south. Well, Vegas hasn't gone south. Vegas is done. I mean, you take a gun, Tommy, you don't want to commit mass murder in Vegas. You can't do it anymore. Because if you got there on the strip and you got a machine gun, you started shooting all over the place, you wouldn't hit anybody. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
And yet they're charging $13 for a Pepsi. And, I mean, you know, I just can't understand it. And then I thought about it. The cop in me, I thought about it. And the sometimes guy, of course, I worked for casinos down there in Las Vegas and realized how image conscious they were. And I realized that the cross between, oh, I'm going to get in some trouble, black culture and ghetto culture sort of brought a ghetto element to Las Vegas to the point where they were doing stuff on the strip. Once in a while, there'd be a drive-by. I'm not talking about the Tupac shooting and that kind of stuff. I'm talking after that in the last few years since the pandemic. There's been incidents where there's been shootings on the Las Vegas Strip that go unreported and assaults on the Las Vegas Strip. And a lot of this is being perpetrated by young black youth. And I think that's why that they're pricing Las Vegas the way it is so these people can't come back. Can you see what I'm trying to say?
No, I understand what you're saying.
And it's pretty scary because, you know, the middle class is being frozen out of that because, listen, Las Vegas was a place, Tommy D, I used to go, when I worked for the casinos, I could go there with nothing in my pocket. But when I wasn't working for a casino, I went down to cover a fight, I could do it with $50 in my pocket and gamble a little bit. I mean, come on, man, we're only talking 15 years ago.
That's crazy.
40 and 50 that, bucks. I couldn't do that now with 200.
No, you couldn't. No, you had no shot to just do that 200. You couldn't do that in New York with 200.
Well, anyway, I know. Back to Floyd Mayweather to an extent.
Let me
kicking his head, kicking this guy in the head this night. But what? I mean, how can you see him coming out of this? You know, you're a grown adult. You've done business in your life. How do you see him coming out of this?
I don't know, because listen, it's not like you can, get another job or anything like that, because the only thing you know how to do is fight and box. And at his age, what can he do? The two fights that he was supposed to have, it was supposed to be a fight yesterday. I believe he was supposed to fight yesterday in exhibition. Mm-hmm. And I believe he's supposed to fight Pacquiao. They got, thrown out. So, I mean, what else can he do to recover some of his money and maybe, live a decent life going forward? I mean, I don't know if he can live the life of luxury that he has been living. I'm not too sure. I don't know his financial situation totally. I just know that he owes a lot of money and it's not well. You know what I'm saying? But can he, he's still fairly young as far as not in boxing years, obviously, but he's young as far as, an adult life, So he's got 30 years to go, So I don't know, So
I have to give him some props, though, because he still has a private jet. I don't know how you can have it. I have no idea. Unless he borrowed somebody's jet and painted his name on the side or something like that. I mean, I have no idea. It just blows me away. How you can be so broke and can't come up with $200,000 for a felony charge or two felony charges, but you can fly in a private jet and then go to a place where you don't get paid. Anyway, changing subjects here. Heavyweight champion Oleg Usyk, the undefeated lad that he is, of course, from the Ukraine, now living in Oxnard, California, I think. Anyway, bottom line is he has relinquished his titles and he's going to fight Deontay Wilder instead. After that Rico Verhaeven fight, I know you're not big, you weren't big on the rematch, but his flame lost a bit of brightness.
Yeah, and then with him giving up the belts, it's a bad look as well, because I'm one of the few guys that like to that call fighters ducks. I don't like to do that. I don't think fighters are scared of anybody. But like
Canelo Alvarez?
Well, okay. There's one. But I said very few cases. But you had a guy in Ajit Kabayel that was looking to fight you, and that was a fight that I wanted to see.
You and me,
right?
Both.
And a lot of fans wanted to see. And you just give up the titles and you don't fight him and you want to go fight Wilder? I mean, I don't like it.
And what about Mauricio Suleiman? I mean, Mauricio Suleiman saying that now that KBL is a WBC champion. I mean, I realize that KBL's been, I can't use that word on the air, but he's been mucked a bit by the boxing establishment. Guy's been around a long time, but he's been at the top of the ratings, but nobody wants to fight him. I mean, isn't he been the most avoided guy in the heavyweight division of late?
Definitely. Absolutely. And they he's waiting. He's been waiting patiently. He's fought a couple of top guys and he's worked his way up. And, give the guy the
opportunity.
Tommy
D, do you give him the title over Bailey? You know what I'm trying to say? Do you give him the title, though? Do you give it to him? I mean,
no,
look, you and Tommy D, Bailey and Deontay, or Bailey and somebody else got to hook it up. I mean, you see what I'm trying to say?
No, that's what it's supposed to be. Definitely should have been done that way. I don't get it. I don't get what the WBC is doing and some of these sanctioned bodies just giving a title away. No, make them fight somebody and say the winner of this is going to be our champion.
Okay. Speaking of, last night Bob Arum aired some opinions, and so did Eddie Hearn regarding doing any business with Dana White. And of course, are you a Dana White fan?
Not really, no.
What does not really mean?
Means that, I can put up with him because, for every bad, there's a slight little good that he can do. So,
but you know what, Tommy? Do you know I would pay you that $200,000 I talked about raising if you ran him over and I'm not talking about running him over with a car. I want you to run him over with those flatteners. You know those things that flatten the street?
Yeah.
I want Dana White to look like a newspaper. That I want him to be that thin, looking like a squash newspaper. I'm not a Dana White fan. Can you guess that?
No, I think I'm very aware I can see that you are not a big Dana White fan.
Okay. Listen, the boxing establishment, what do they do with Rico Verhoeven? What would you do? If you were, first of all, I want you to answer this question as if you were representing Rico. What would you want to do right now?
I would want to put him in a big fight attraction that people may pay to see, right? So you either put him in with a title contender, right? Like somebody with a name, or you can try to match him up with who's the guy that the MMA guy that fought and lost to Fury and Joshua?
Francis Ngannou.
Why not? That might be a little intriguing. Put them in a boxing match.
Yeah, but you know, isn't Floyd taking on an MMA guy in a boxing match, isn't that sort of like a Major League Baseball player throwing 100-mile fastballs past an NFL lineman? You see what a correlation
I'm
trying to make?
Yeah, I mean, he's an MMA guy, too. Like that. I mean, kickboxing? He's a kickboxer, so I guess he got some boxing ability. He showed it against, probably an unmotivated Usyk. And he had one pro fight before that. So, yeah, I guess. But, yeah, you put him in somebody with a name guy and see how he does. I mean, they did it for Ngannou, right, against Joshua, and he got torched. So put him in there, somebody, somebody with a pulse.
But you know what the great thing about Francis Ngannou is that he showed what a pimp Dana White was, because Dana White, most he ever gave Ngannou was $500,000 for selling out your favorite arena, Madison Square Garden. It was a $7.5 million live gate. Of course, it was also on pay per view. So so Ngannou got $500,000. Wait. Plus, he got a $50,000 bonus. All right. So he has two boxing matches that he sells out the Garden and makes $550,000. And then he ends up being an opponent for Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua, and he makes $18 million.
Yeah. No. Big time. Huge. He's made in two fights over a whole career in MMA in the UFC is just insane. And it's not even close. It's ridiculous.
And I try to tell people, being a former San Francisco policeman, that hookers didn't stay. Hookers will not stay with pimps for 10% of their money. They're not. No, you're laughing, but I'm being real with you, man. Andre and a guy named Malcolm, I remember, both those guys, they couldn't get away with paying the girls 10 cents. Look, you go out there and you make this guy happy, I'll give you 100. You charge him 100 bucks, I'll give you 10. Come on, they'd be on the first bus to L.A.
But you want to know something?
Huh?
While we get towards the end of this, and I want to make sure I say it before I run out of time, okay, right, is that all these people we just mentioned don't have it as good as Floyd because they don't have a private jet.
Yeah, but then Floyd's being sued over the gas bill. Did you see that? It was one of the creditors going after him, says he hasn't paid $96,000 in jet fuel.
Crazy. It's insane.
No, what's insane is going to Greece on a jet and then them not filling up your tank. No, blood, you owe us like $92,000, man. We're not letting you on the plane. We're not gassing you up. Okay.
Yep.
Listen, let's end our little endeavor this week. Of course, and I love being with you. There's no doubt about it. My Sunday guy, no doubt about that. I'll talk about the great Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillamuth of Tommy D TV, and that's on YouTube. Of course, he. What's the night you're mainly on? Thursday or Fridays? Which one?
I've been going on each day, but we try to aim for Thursday and Friday. Thursday and or Friday.
Okay.
Well, that's what we've been doing.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck, and I thank you so much for everything. You're a class act, a super dad, a super, super husband, man, and you're super with these fight fans. But I do want to leave you with this. We do have to give props to Boots Ennis. Let's both give him undue props. He is, as he's emerging as a fighter we want to see again, definitely.
No, definitely, and I think everybody won last night. If you're a fan of the sport, and I was grateful to be there, but I was just grateful to see a great fight. And like you said, we got our money's worth, and that's what boxing is all about. When it's pure and good like that, then you know the sport is going in the right direction. I appreciate you, Pedro.
The great Sir Thomas Dillamuth on Sports Byline.
Lord,
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
First, there was Paul Scott Cuddy bringing me back from the break. Of course, my late producer, my good friend, no doubt about that. I mean, he was like pound for pound. Nobody can get it done like Scott Cuddy. He was intense. He was nutty. Nutty Scott Cuddy, and to an extent, I mean, I say that in a positive way, but the bottom line is he's passed now. It's been 3 years, and of course, he was here for better than 15 or 16 years here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. He put everything together, no doubt about that. Straight up, we miss Mr. Scott Cuddy, no doubt about that. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two, we'll talk about Gervonta Davis, of course, hooking up with David Benavidez' father as far as training him is concerned. Of course, Oleg Usyk going to take on Deontay Wilder. We'll go into that a little bit more. Of course, the tourist situation in Las Vegas, I'll dive in that a little bit more because I think it's really important for the sport of boxing because guess what? They're drawing people for the fights, but people aren't spending any money. They're like going to the fights and like, getting out of town, and they're not spending time. They're not gambling money, per se. Something is definitely wrong with Las Vegas, and I can't figure it out other than maybe the fact that they don't want Las Vegas to be for the middle class anymore. They want it to be for the upper middle class and the people that are super rich. Because I'm telling you, $13 Pepsis and $13 bottles of water, you can stack it up your you-know-what. I mean, that was like, listen. It was so bad in Vegas, the food was so bad in Vegas that I went to Whole Foods and I bought my food there. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, buying foods. And, you know, the prepared foods, the stuff they have at Whole Foods, like pieces of meatloaf or something like that, and potatoes and vegetables. So that's what I did. Economically, either you did that or you got screwed big time staying at the MGM Grand. This is the way I can put it. Straight up, this has been hour number one of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, of course, on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, on YouTube as well, the Sports Byline USA channel. Now we'll take a six-minute break, and after 6 minutes, I'll come back with hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, which will feature the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The impeccable one is in the house. Take it away, Bailey Peck.
This is an all sports news sports update.
Name, image, and likeness opportunities continue reshaping the collegiate sports landscape, but the impact extends far beyond endorsement deals and social media promotions. Today's student athletes are increasingly approaching their collegiate careers with an entrepreneurial mindset. Many are launching businesses, developing personal brands, producing digital content, and building professional networks while still competing in their respective sport. When NIL rules first changed, much of the attention focused on sponsorship agreements involving star athletes. However, industry observers say the most significant long-term impact may be the business experience athletes are gaining before graduation. Athletes are learning how to negotiate agreements, work with marketing professionals, manage public appearances, develop social media strategies, and understand the value of their personal brands. Those experiences can prove practical skills that remain valuable long after athletic careers have ended. Universities have responded by expanding educational resources designed to help athletes navigate this evolving environment. Many schools now offer workshops and programs covering financial literacy, entrepreneurship, marketing, brand management, and contract fundamentals. Supporters argue that these opportunities better prepare athletes for life after sports, rather than waiting until their playing careers are over to begin developing professional skills. Student athletes can gain real-world experience while still in school. The trend is also creating new opportunities for businesses and organizations interested in connecting with younger audiences. Local companies, regional brands, and national corporations continue exploring partnerships with athletes who have built engaged followings both on and off the field. At the same time, questions remain regarding competitive balance, recruiting advantages, and the long-term direction of college athletics. Administrators, conferences, and governing bodies continue evaluating how NIL policies fit into the future structure of collegiate sports. Despite those ongoing discussions, few observers expect the entrepreneurial movement among athletes to slow down. As technology, social media, and business opportunities continue evolving, student athletes are increasingly viewing themselves not only as competitors, but also as business professionals and brand builders. Reporting for All Sports News, I'm Ricky Smith.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
If you're losing calls, missing leads, or spending too much time chasing customers, this message is for you. Create Assistance helps businesses answer every call, text, and message 24/7 using AI employees without hiring more staff. We handle bookings, follow-ups, reminders, and customer communication all inside one simple system built for small businesses. Stop losing opportunities after hours. Visit createassistance.ai and book a quick call today. We look forward to hearing from you.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk, live worldwide, hour number two, the Sunday edition. Coming to you live, as I said, from the Sports Byline Studios. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host, also an award-winning boxing writer. Won some awards, major awards. But no talking about that. But I also was a boxer at one point in time. Of course, we went to the post 52 times, won 38 of those fights. Bottom line is I lost 14. And you know what? I remember some of the losses more than I do the wins. I kid you not. The first Golden Glove win, I thought that was a pivotal point in my life as far as boxing was concerned. But guess what? I remember like losing a couple of fights more than I do winning that first Golden Glove title. That's how negative I guess I'm programmed. But the bottom line is, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I do open up the toll-free phone lines at the top of each hour. Of course, come to you live on YouTube and Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channels. But the toll-free here is 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you got something to say on the sport of boxing or MMA, this is the place to do. Of course, last night, Jaron Ennis, wow, can I say, moved his record to 36-0, knockout number 32. Xander Zayas came to fight, but he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. I mean, the 154-pound showdown was really a 154-pound beatdown. I kid you not. Of course, Ennis winning in the seventh round. Finally, the corner, I believe, stopped the fight, or the referee wanted to stop the fight. But the bottom line is, Xander Zayas showed a whole lot of intestinal fortitude, but guess what? He didn't show all he didn't show the world-class ability that I thought that he might have had at one point in time. Somehow the star, his shine, he sort of lost that luster. That last fight he had, of course, winning the split decision in Puerto Rico against a guy that he should have easily beat, and in Tommy D's mind did easily beat. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he came in there a 6-1 underdog, and guess what? He performed like a 6-1 underdog. He got abused. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. In about, just about 12 or 13 minutes, the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant, will join us, right? The HBO godfather himself, Larry Merchant, in the house. In fact, I'll do a story on Larry Merchant after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We'll find out tonight how much the Ali fight took out of Frazier, if anything. And we'll find out tonight just how good George Foreman is in punching and in taking a punch. I think he hurt Joe Frazier. I think Joe is hurt. Angie Dundee, Ali's trainer right next to me, is saying it. You may hear him. Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
Before I spin off into a Larry Merchant story, and bring in the retired HBO Godfather about 22, 23 minutes past the hour. Let me tell you about this. Let me say this. I've told you before that you've got to challenge your doctors. If you don't challenge your doctors as you're getting older, you're waiting for bad things to happen. All right. Bottom line is, last year the medical team at UCSF here in San Francisco implied that I had a calcium problem and that there were calcium deposits, aka plaque, in my coronary arteries. The UCSF team seemed a lot less concerned about it than I, and they offered up a lame line like it might be hereditary or it's to be expected at my age or something like that. So it looked as if statins or artery-clearing drugs were in my near future. Or were they? Exiting the building, the diagnosis, it wasn't well-received. So after talking with the American doctor, I went to talk to an Asian doctor, okay? And he said the American doctor, of course, again said statins look like they're inevitable, and the Asian MD wanted me to take some nasty herbs. I wasn't satisfied with either, so I spent an entire evening researching arterial plaque and calcium deposits and found a way to do it naturally with diet and supplements. So when I told a friend of mine that was on statins, has been on statins for like 10 years, when I told him what I was planning to do, his fat ass laughed at me. Yeah? Well, guess what? As you will soon see, again, it's Pedro who has the last laugh. Got this stuff from your buddy Jeff Bezos. And you know I'm not a big fan of Bezos, right? Well, some of the following stuff I bought at Whole Foods and the rest at Amazon. Talk about the stuff that cleared my arteries. Number one was organic, fresh-pressed, Lakewood brand, no concentrate pomegranate juice. I drink about 8 ounces of that, 4 ounces in the morning, 4 ounces at night. Of course, the second is Kyolic brand aged garlic, and I do 4 capsules of that with 2 meals twice a day. Bottom line is number three is Zazie Organic 7,000 milligrams of pomegranate capsules. I do that twice a day. And number four is something called NAT. It's Nakanasa. It is a Japanese food enzyme that's crossed with the bacillus plant, of which I down 2 capsules. And number five is, this is sort of nasty, I do a swig of organic olive oil, virgin olive oil in the morning and in the evening. So the bottom line is, they said I had this plaque on my system 8 months ago, right? Now remember, UCSF has some of the best doctors in the entire Western Hemisphere, but that doesn't mean I don't second guess them, okay? UCSF findings this past Thursday, ready for this? The patient has a total calcium agatsin score of zero. Zero. In other words, zero. No statins in my future. If Pedro can eliminate the plaque and the calcium in his coronary arteries, so can a lot of you. Think about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So we take it from there to the retired HBO godfather, the story about Larry Merchant. Bottom line is, I often cross paths with people who, for some reason, associate Pedro with boxing. And unlike some people I know that boxed and don't want to cop to it, boxing has been very good to me, both as a participant in winning those 4 Golden Glove titles and as a journalist, seeing that I've woken up in 34 different countries. And all along the line, I've met some truly intriguing people. Of course, one individual was the great retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. Now, let's get the basics out of the way. Me and Larry met April 15, 1985, just moments after Marvin Hagler, quote, took it and then gave it back, end quote, to Tommy Hearns. The epic 3-round war was over, and nobody in the boxing game knew who Pedro as a writer was, knew Pedro as a writer. Not yet, anyway. So I'm standing at the Hagler-Hearns Media Center in Caesar's Palace, and in comes a charged-up Larry Merchant, then 54 years old. Of course, his claim to fame was being a sports writer and editor for papers like the Philadelphia Daily News and the New York Post. But Larry needed to talk, vent, whatever, but he approached Pedro out of the blue, and that was the beginning of our now 40-plus-year relationship. Want to mention this. My godmama, she left the building. We really can't go any further without mentioning Larry's wife, Patricia Stitch Merchant, the late TV actress who was big in the Battlestar Galactica series in the 70s and a couple other TV series. Not only did the godmama slide Pedro an occasional tip for my column, Mrs. Merchant was quick to point out my journalistic errors, my typos. I kid you not. She once called me to point out that I used that my use of the word pontification was wrong, and guess what? She was right. So anyway, one night, she's watching me freak out. And when I say that, it's a fight night in Vegas. We're at the Mandalay Bay. I did like 10 takes of a 3-minute HBO rap for a TV network. I think it was Sports America, something like that. And your bottom line is, every time we were done, the producer would say, the satellite failed, or something like that. And if you add the fact that I stutter and stammer, you know, once in a while I do it here, all right. Anyway, the usual 5 to 7 minute shoot is now like a 30-plus minute shoot. So to my surprise, Mrs. Merchant, she patiently waited for me to finish, and both of us walked afterwards to an HBO party. My memories of the godmama are just priceless. So February 9th, 2026, you know I was there, talking about Larry Merchant's 95th birthday party. He had a 95th birthday party put together by his daughter Julie on the Malibu Beach. I mean, you can like hear the water outside. We were really right on the beach. Anyway, Sugar Ray Leonard was there, as was the most powerful man in modern boxing history. That's former HBO sports CEO, Mr. Seth Abraham. And there was also some lively folks from Larry's book club present. Speaking of, get this. I called the Godfather a fortnight ago, and Larry says to me, Bailey, you ready for this? I got to cut you short. I said, huh? I got to cut you short. My book club is meeting tomorrow, and Pedro, I guess you could say that I'm cramming. I said, say what? Anyway, 15 years after threatening Floyd Mayweather, Larry's cramming. It's 2026. Larry's in a book club at 95 and cramming while his cash-strapped nemesis, Floyd Mayweather, can't read a single page of a Harry Potter book and banks $750,000 of 50 cents money by doing so. And of course, the Floyd fans, they always thought that Larry Merchant was truculent. If you recall February 9th, 1990, which was the Godfather's 59th birthday, HBO Championship Boxing was beaming live from Tokyo, Japan. Of course, it was supposed to be an easy night for world heavyweight champion Mike Tyson versus 40-1 underdog Buster Douglas. Instead came the drama in the 10th round, and Jim Lampley stoically uttered the most epic line in HBO boxing history: Mike Tyson has been knocked out. Of course, the second most famous line in HBO boxing history, everybody knows that Larry's arch nemesis on HBO was currently charged with two felonies, Floyd. I'm talking about Floyd Moneyless Mayweather. After Floyd sucker punched Victor Ortiz in 2011 on HBO, Floyd went off on Larry in a post-fight interview. After posing a quizzical look into the cameras, Larry shoots back, "If I was 50 years younger, I'd kick your ass." Of course, that brought about a stretch of time when the paparazzi, you can see the attached photo on my Substack page, they were followed the Godmama and the Godfather all over L.A. Anyway, let me tell you about Larry Merchant. Besides a book club, Larry has a small club of boxing insiders he hosts in a Santa Monica eatery once a month. In a nutshell, a handful of good guys sit down, and the retired HBO Godfather, he holds court. And while the plan going in is to talk about boxing, sometimes that doesn't always the main topic. And a couple of times, I've been with Larry, and we've grubbed on pizza in Santa Monica and those $35 cheeseburgers. I can't forget those. Of course, they were pretty good, though. After we eat, Larry takes me on a walk, and we get rolling at an accelerated pace, walking pace. You know, okay. He's also doing, like, standing push-ups and the like along the famed Santa Monica Pier. Folks, after Pedro eats, I'm like in a food coma. You know what I'm saying? I down two big slices of pizza. I'm thinking about sitting down, being horizontal. I don't want to walk around. Not the Godfather. Anyway, Larry believed the lion walrus over Pedro. What am I talking about? During an FBI probe into fixed fights during Operation Matchbox, dubbed Operation Matchbox, in the year 2000, and my being a former San Francisco policeman, Pedro formed a tight bond with the Las Vegas FBI agent heading Operation Matchbox. The FBI showed me a videotape with sound of late promoter Cedric Kushner giving IBF, the International Boxing Federation president and founder, Bob Lee, a cash bribe. So I wrote about it, and I tell the Godfather what I witnessed on videotape, and to my shock, Larry sided with Cedric Kushner. He didn't believe me. He didn't believe the videotape bribe took place because Cedric swore to God that it didn't. Okay, big deal, right? So Pedro gets uninvited to a party at Larry's. Cedric convinces Larry that he's telling the truth, and soon thereafter, Poison Pen Pedro is uninvited to the Merchant's night before Oscar De La Hoya, Shane Mosley, number one fight, the bash down there in Los Angeles, Santa Monica, because that fat F-U-C, you know what, K, Cedric lied through his stained teeth about this. Less than a year later, Cedric was suspended in several states, and after I got the bribe video into the hands of the state attorney generals. What am I talking about? Arizona, Nevada, Virginia, and New Jersey. Why? Because ex-U.S. Attorney Bob Arum, I thought he had the Attorney General in his pocket. What am I talking about? The reason why I had to go to the individual attorneys generals in the various states on both Kushner and Bob Arum of top rank was because Arum, a former United States attorney under President Kennedy back in the day, he's like 95 years old now, 96, something like that, 95. Anyway, I believed, and so did the FBI, that, quote, Arum got the U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft to quash. There were 20 sealed indictments. Some were top rank employees, some were executives, and some were other people in boxing, but there were 20 plus reportedly already sealed federal grand jury indictments that I think they would have ended top rank as we know it. But the bottom line is, Larry didn't believe me. So Thursday night, the still sometimes loquacious Godfather, always in tune mentally, both mentally and physically, 95-year-old Larry Merchant texted me after reading my damning piece on arterial plaque and questioning your doctor. He says to me, quote, text from Larry, it only had one sentence. Are you ready for this one? Are you ready for this one? Do you ever screw up? And I said, no, but you might have thought I did once. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back with the Godfather after this.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. will help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo! It's going to be good.
Okay, the Godfather must be out on the pier doing push-ups because he ain't picking up the phone. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Oleg Usyk relinquishing the heavyweight titles. I think he had three belts, the WBA, the WBC, and the IBF belt. But the bottom line is he's relinquished all three. Of course, a cat from Ukraine, now living in Oxnard, California, undefeated. He is a guy that there has never been a fighter in the history of boxing where great, the word great, has been overused as much as it has been with Oleg Usyk. I mean, I give him props. Hasn't lost a fight since the, I think, 2000 amateur games or something like that back in 2000. So I mean, a long, long time. Of course, went undefeated as a cruiserweight, professionally 200 pounds, and of course went undefeated now as a heavyweight, although he lost that fight to Rico Verhoeven. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, and the fact he doesn't want to clean that up, I don't know what I mean. It's sort of like, you know, a dog spits with an H in the middle of the floor, right? Well, somebody's got to clean it up, right? Well, and this thing with Rico, that's basically what it is, that, you know, Oleg Usyk spilled something in the middle of the room. He doesn't want to clean it up. Instead, he's moving to another room. He wants to take on Deontay Wilder. Of course, Wilder is like, what, he's now 45-4, 43 knockouts. Of course, he's been stopped three times. And bottom line is Deontay Wilder's long in the tooth. I mean, the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist come to us out of Alabama. I'll never forget where we were in, when I take it back at Alabama. Emmanuel Stewart and I were in Alabama one time at a fight car. I think it was Mobile. And Eddie Kendrick, the late singer of the Temptations, came up to us out of the blue and said hello. I'll never forget that. Anyway, that was my thing with Mobile, Alabama. But straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. But think about that. I mean, the cat comes from Alabama, you know, pretty good fighter, no doubt about that. Wins the Olympic bronze medal with a very limited amateur background. Had far less fights, I think, than I did. And, he went to Olympic bronze medal and didn't win the gold, but the bronze ain't bad. And, of course, for a limited guy. And then he wins on a roll and knocks out everybody in front of him. But the bottom line is, most of those guys that Deontay Wilder knocked out were like Bailey and me. I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, we're talking bowling pins. I mean, they just were bowling. Because the guy's 6'7", he can crack. And that's what gives him a chance with Oleg Usyk. Because the fact that, you know, the last thing that goes in an old fighter is his, first thing he goes is his legs and his mind, okay? But the last thing he goes usually in a puncher is his punch. And Deontay Wilder is 6'7", and he could close his eyes and hit somebody hard enough to knock him out. There's no doubt about that. And Oleg Usyk, of course, been rattled in the past, took a body shot one time that the referee sort of blew and didn't call a body shot and things like that. So he's had some questionable times in that last fight against Rico Verhoeven, although Tommy D, of course, the great Tommy D, my co-host on Sunday, we just heard from him a little bit earlier, of course, Tommy D Vision on YouTube, but he doesn't think that Rico Verhoeven deserves a rematch. I thought he deserved a rematch, no doubt about that. This Ajit Kayabel guy, of course, I am a big fan of Ajit Kayabel. I've only seen him fight a couple of times, but when he fights, he delivers. There's no doubt about it. He's undefeated. He's been that way for a few years now. He's been on the top of the heavyweight division. He's been the most avoided guy. It's like he's got some community. Nobody wants to be around him, not even in the same room. Like, he's got some communal disease, and the communal diseases, I think he can fight a little bit. And nobody wants to find out how good he can really fight. Of course, undefeated, I think, coming out of Germany. Of course, now the new WBC champion. Of course, I call the WBC the World of Bunko and Chicanery, headed by Mauricio Suleiman. Of course, Mauricio Suleiman is the guy that fired us from WBC TV. And I'll never let this go. I will never, ever let this go. That clown, you know, I'm calling him a clown right now, although if he was next to me, I probably wouldn't call him a clown. I probably want to choke him physically. But I'm talking about Mauricio Suleiman. He had us fired and eliminated from WBC TV when the lady from Veeve TV Network was running it. But the bottom line is, he had us fired from WBC TV for Tommy D and myself saying that after the Oshaki Foster Robinson Consejo robbery, it was a stone cold rob, you know. I mean, we had Foster winning like 9 or 10 rounds, 8 rounds at least in a fight like that. And somehow the other guy got the call. Of course, we asked for a rematch, and we said that if the rematch didn't take place, that Mauricio Suleiman, son of Jose Suleiman, that if he didn't do something about this and mandate a rematch or throw the fight out, that, you know, if he could, that he's part of the problem and not part of the solution. Can you imagine being fired for saying that? I mean, that was so tame compared to the spit that I said on this show, Spit with an H. You know, that was so tame, it was unbelievable. I mean, that's like below PG, okay? But yet, they took it the wrong way, so they fired us from WBC TV. And now Mauricio wonders why I want to kick his ass and kick him in the teeth every once in a while. Of course, Mauricio's not a guy that I want to kick his ass physically. I just want to say that anytime I get a chance in print or on the radio, you know what I'm saying, don't open up your mouth, Mauricio, because I'll kick you in the caps. It's just the way it is. I mean, he deserves it. I've been around the world, 34 countries, Poison Pen Pedro, I've written for 13 or 14 newspapers around the world, of course, including some domestically. But the bottom line is, I've been around the planet, okay? I'm not used to being second-guessed. Just not. I mean, that Larry Merchant story a little bit earlier, of course, talking about Larry Merchant second-guessing with Cedric Cushnery. Cedric Cushnery, listen, the Athletic Commission and the suspending him and restricting Bob Arum from being at ringside, all kinds of different little quasi-suspensions they threw in there because I blew this thing on Operation Matchbox. But Larry didn't believe me with Cedric Cushnery. Of course, Larry believed me that from that point forward. And of course, that sort of strengthened our bond. There's no doubt about that. And that's what sort of made the godmama, the aforementioned godmama, the retired, the late Patricia Stitch Merchant, the actress. That's what sort of made her my fan, my big fan, was that she knew that Larry had spit on me, spit with an ace, and he was wrong, inviting the fat man to the fat walrus to the party, and the fat walrus was guilty as hell. And listen. When I finally got these films and shot them around to everybody, this is like pre-internet, that kind of good stuff. Not really pre-internet, but it was pre-social media and things like that. When I started shooting them around, people were stunned. They couldn't believe that Bob Lee was actually that Bob Lee was actually being bribed there by Cedric Kushner, or Cedric Kushner being the promoter extraordinaire. And people always wondered how Cedric Kushner always got preferential treatment. He had more IBF champions than any other promoter. Why? Because he was paying Bob Lee. Okay? So anyway, the FBI got together and filmed this thing, and I saw the film, and I passed the film around this and that, of course, and that's what led to Bob Arum being suspended. And, of course, Bob Arum doesn't like me because of that. And of course, he also doesn't like me because I kicked his ass in court. You don't know that, but Arum came out in the Las Vegas Sun one time. Bailey, you'll never forget this. He said that I was not a real writer. I just won the North American Boxing Writer of the Year Award, and he said in 1990 that Pedro's not a real writer. He couldn't write. Basically, I couldn't write a postcard if he gave me a pen. That's what he tried to say, right? So I took him to court. I took him to court, and I sued him, and I got him into court in Las Vegas, and the judge says to me, look at the evidence. I said, no, judge, here's the evidence. Here's a column in the newspaper. Here are my awards and this and that. And he says, okay. He goes, Mr. Fernandez, don't take this the wrong way, but I'm throwing this case out. And I went, you gotta be kidding me. I'm thinking, oh, this is the end of the world. Bob Arum kicking my ass in court. They were right. I can't beat him in Las Vegas. No way, no how. Right? No. The judge took it in another direction. He said to me, Mr. Fernandez, he goes, this case is worth more than $5,000. That's what you're suing Mr. Arum for. $5,000 here in civil court and small claims court. So I suggest you, we're going to move this court. I'm going to dismiss this without prejudice, and then you can file again in regular court and get him for a whole lot more than $5,000 or $10,000. How's that sound to you, Mr. Fernandez? And Mr. Arum's attorneys are going, like $300 an hour, looking like a fool. But the bottom line is, Arum settled with me for $10,000, and that was the end of that. So we've had our differences over the year. Of course, the former U.S. attorney, he's 95 years old. I give him props for still going. I mean, last night I saw him on TV for a minute, and I saw Eddie Hearn on TV for a minute last night as well. And I was happy to see these guys. And, you know, Arum's not my favorite guy. You already know that. He's not my favorite guy. But I was happy to see these guys, the fact that they're uniting to fight the slime that is Dana White. And I keep telling you, people in boxing don't understand. My attorney, Mark Ruzman, he doesn't get it. When I tell him that Dana White is to boxing what gonorrhea is to dating. I mean, they look at me like, what are you talking about? You know, Dana's a bad dude. I've told you about my contract problems with Dana. Had I not had a signed contract and had the mother ducker notarized, okay, he would have tried to burn me out of some money. I kid you not. So Dana's not a good guy. I told you earlier about Francis Ngannou. He sold out the biggest, the most famed arena in all of sports. Madison Square Garden sold it out to almost 20,000 seats or something like that, right? He got $500,000. Well, wait, Dana made $7.5 million on the tickets alone, not counting the pay-per-view. This was a heavyweight title fight. So you know there was some big money there. There's no doubt about it, right? So where is the trickle-down? There is no trickle-down, sort of like the United States government. There is no such thing, Ronald Reagan, as trickle-down economics. If the rich people are doing well, they're not going to throw more money at poor people. They're just not going to do it. I never understood how that – you ever – Bailey, does that make sense to you, trickle-down economics? I mean, if we give you rich folks, we tax you less, you're going to give to who? You're going to do what? You're just going to pay less taxes. This is the way it is. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I got a clip here, a little comment here saying that I'm too hard on Floyd. You ain't seen nothing yet. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands, and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
You don't plan for a computer virus. You don't plan to lose files. You don't plan to knock your laptop off the counter. And you don't plan for your PC to crash or your screen to freeze. But Staples has a plan. A plan for unlimited virus protection. A plan for help when you need it 24/7. Staples Total Support Plans are your tech plans for the unplanned, starting as low as $199.99. And although you didn't plan for this, right now at Staples you can also get $250 off select computers. N729 in-store only. See associate for details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Joel's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
My first godfather in the world of boxing was in Las Vegas. He was a Main Street gym owner. Talk about Johnny Taco. His name was Johnny Toco, but they called it Taco. And the bottom line is he didn't try to correct people after like 15 or 20 years trying to correct people. He said, give it up. Bottom line is we met in 1981. Our bond only broke when they buried Johnny in July of 1997. The last trainer of heavyweight champion Sonny Liston, of course, that was a guy that died very suspiciously. And, of course, I told you he died by his own hands and not suicide. What I'm trying to tell you is that his underwear were down around his ankles and he was on the bed naked. So what does that lead you to conclude? The house was locked from the inside. He died of some natural occurrence. In other words, heart attack or a stroke or something like that. So he came and went at the same time, or was trying to come and went at the same time. But the bottom line is that's how Sonny Liston died. Anyway, he was Mr. Taco that put Marvin Hagler and Pedro together on a first-name basis. And, you know, I wasn't scared of Marvin. Well, maybe a little. My first Marvin Hagler encounter at Taco's was in November of 1983. And, of course, at the time, he was thought to be invincible. And he was going to fight this little tiny guy by the name of Roberto Duran. Of course, Duran came close to humbling the man known as Marvelous Marvin Hagler. In fact, he changed his name officially to Marvelous Marvin instead of just Marvin. He changed it to Marvelous Marvin Hagler in April of 1992. April of 1982. Bottom line is, there are only two guys in boxing that are sometimes danced around as a reporter. One was Mike Tyson, and the other one was Marvin Hagler. Now listen, Marvin, he thought high of Marvin. What do I mean by that? For every one of his fights from 1983 to the career finale with Larry Leonard in 1987, Pedro watched Marvin go through his final preparation for what Marvin called war. And while Marvin wasn't flashy fast like Leonard, Hagler was both powerful and fluid. And while Marvin looked the same to me, Johnny Taco told me before and after the John Mugabe fight that Marvin was slipping. And after the Mugabe fight, Hagler said something in the ring like, "Do I still have it?" And now cameras were rolling. So the bottom line is, Marvin's extra uptight before the Ray Leonard fight. I mean, extra uptight. So although Ray Leonard tells me he was ready for a Hagler-Hearns 2 type of scenario, it's obvious that he wasn't. That's not what Ray wanted. Egotist of epic proportions, Hagler seemed to change his name to Marvelous. Note, neither Sugar Ray Robinson or Sugar Ray Leonard had Sugar Ray on their driver's license, but Marvelous Marvin Hagler had Marvelous as his first name on his driver's license, because I saw it. I kid you not. Having been in a room with a lot of egotists throughout my life, Marvin's ego or conceit was on a different level or plane than anybody else. Of course, I saw Marvin after the bitter retirement. Earlier I told you about two athletes I really was scared of with my P's and Q's, talking about Marvin Hagler and Mike Tyson, but Marvin never stopped whining about that 1987 final curtain call with Ray Charles Leonard. Several times post-1987, Hagler's opening line with me, and we met each other all around the world, Asia, South America, Europe, okay? He says to me, you really think Ray beat me? Well, I tried to explain this to Marvin in a very eloquent manner. Of course, quote, he gave away four of the first five rounds. All Ray had to do was quote, steal three down the stretch to get a 115-113 or a 7-5 and round score. That's how I must have explained it to Marvin like a dozen times on almost every continent but Greenland and Antarctica. Because of respect and the still present but diminishing Marvin Hagler fear factor, I put it to Marvin the last time like this. Quote, you wanted to knock out Tommy Hearns, and then you wanted to outbeast John McGavey. With Ray, you let him build up an early lead because you wanted to try to outbox Ray Leonard. That's what cost you. You wanted to beat Ray boxing when you should have made it a brutal war. Seems like only Marvin Hagler and I, we passed on the hose. What am I talking about? Get this. I'll conclude the story with me all alone writing on a Saturday night with my little laptop computer for a Scottish newspaper in the hotel lobby of a WBC convention. I think it was 2004. With nobody around, Marvin Hagler walks up to me and says, quote, Pedro, where's everybody at? End quote. My quick response, prostitutes, hookers, you know, the closest whorehouse. Straight up, that's the way it was. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are gloating over the fact that Busanis looked so good last night. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. I mean, the 6-1 favorite should look that good. He should, like, be licking his opponent like a stamp. But I will say one thing for Zarazanis. He showed class at the end. He gave him props. He gave the guy props, the whole nine yards. I mean, it was more class than I've seen a lot of guys give, especially after getting annihilated like that, because he did get destroyed. There's no doubt about it. Down in the first, the fifth, and the seventh round, they stopped the fight in the seventh round. But the bottom line is, fight probably should have been stopped after round five. The corner, Harvey Dock, or I usually call Harvey D-I-C-K, but Harvey Dock didn't. I thought he did a good job until Tommy D pointed out the fact that he didn't do a good job. So props to Tommy D on that. No doubt about that. Coming up today on Zuffa Boxing. This is on Paramount, June 28th. Jose Valenzuela versus Edwin De Los Santos. Cain Sandoval versus Brandon Lee. Omar Trinidad versus Jerwin and Chaos. And that's a Zuffa boxing card. Zuffa boxing number 8, June 28th on Paramount. You know I'm not a Dana White fan. In fact, if Dana White was on fire, I would throw lighter fuel on him. I just would. I mean, he's not my favorite guy. I mean, I wouldn't spit on him because that might put the fire out. But the bottom line is, if he was on fire, I'd throw lighter fluid or gasoline on him, no doubt about that. Abdullah Mason coming back, of course, July the 4th on The Zone. Speaking of The Zone, is it worth the $29 a month? It is for me. I mean, because I don't buy the pay-per-views. But if you buy the pay-per-views, I think they want some ultimate package or something like that. But it costs more than $29 a month. And I told you, the best way to watch pay-per-views on somebody else's dime. Of course, you watch it through binoculars, go over to somebody's house. I mean, you can find all kinds of ways to do it. And I'm not talking about stealing feeds with your Firefox or your light, whatever they call that thing, the Fire Stick or anything like that. You know, I mean, there's ways to get around it. But the bottom line is, you shouldn't have to pay for pay-per-view. And I really say that? Well, listen, I don't have any pay-per-view sponsors. Nobody's hoeing me out, so I got to tell you the truth. If there's a way to get around pay-per-view, get around it. Because things, for the most part, with the exception of last night, pay-per-view is not worth it. It's just not. I mean, at least when you watch porn, there's going to be a money shot at the end. But when you watch a boxing match, you're not sure if there's going to be a money shot. Of course, last night, there was a couple money shots when Jaron Ennis, of course, rolled over Xander Zayas. And I say, as far as the rest of the junior middleweight division is concerned, Tommy D echoed it a little bit earlier, but, you know, Virgil Ortiz, look out, Virgil. I mean, because Jaron Ennis looked that good last night. He really looked that good last night. Of course, at one point in time, I was thinking that Virgil, whose parents couldn't spell because they spelled his first name V-E-R-G-I-L instead of V-I-R-G-I-L. And there's only one guy I've seen spell his name that way, and that's him. But the bottom line is, he's not the smartest guy on the planet. He's not. He had a chance to make some big money with Busanis, probably $3 million, and he passed on it. He said, I'm going to do something else. Evidently, he has a problem with Oscar De La Hoya, or De La Hoya is his promoter, that kind of good stuff. But, you know, he's done everything he can to put himself out of the picture. I mean, here's a guy that was in the picture because of his complexion and his connection. I mean, he had the connection with Oscar De La Hoya. He had the good-looking complexion. He looked just like Oscar twinning. I don't say he looked like Oscar, but he could have been a reasonable facsimile of Oscar. You know what I'm saying? In other words, I'm not trying to say you've been a superstar, because let me tell you, you know, people knock Oscar De La Hoya. 1992 Olympic gold medals, won titles at 130, 135, that was real. 130, 140, that was real. 147, that was real. Of course, after that, 154, and then 160, some of that wasn't real. But the bottom line is, you know, boxing is a fix. People say to me all the time, boxing, it's fixed. No, boxing's arranged. That's not fixless arranged. What I mean by that is, you know, you're not going to put your guy in with a killer unless, you know, you're something on the line. This is the way it is. Of course, let me go back to that July 4th card. Also on the cards will be Shushu Carrington, Bruce Carrington. Of course, the champion out of New York taking on Rene Palacios. That's going to be for a WBC 126-pound title. Abdullah Mesos versus Joel Cortina for the WBO 135-pound belt. Of course, the WBO, the world of... the World Boxing Organization out of Puerto Rico, of course, originally started by a couple of Puerto Ricans that were disgruntled with the WBA, so they decided to start their own organization. That was back in the late 1980s. Of course, they're rocking and rolling, as I said today, as a major entity. The four major bodies in the sport of boxing today are the WBO, which is probably number four of the three, of the four. Number one, I think, is the WBC. Number two is the WBA, although the WBA has been around longer than the WBC. I think the WBC belt carries a little bit more weight. At times. Anyways, the WBC, the WBA, the WBO, and the International Boxing Federation, which I call the International Black Federation. The reason why I say that is that, of course, they rate black fighters. They used to rate black fighters. When Bob Lee, of course, the guy that I talked about taking a bribe a little bit earlier from Cedric Kushner, but when he was running things, I called it the International Black Federation in my column. Of course, I had a column that was in the boxing trade papers. That's how I sort of got famous. I don't want to use the word famous or got to be known, this and that, is that I didn't have to write in the major newspapers like the New York Times or the New York Post. I was writing for the New York Times and the New York Post. In other words, my columns were going to these guys and they were stealing it. I want to say it, but Ron Borges, the Boston Globe, of course, he ended up putting a thing at the end of his... column there at the Boston Globe in his latter days as a columnist there, that some of these reports are taken off the internet. Yeah, he was stealing my stuff off ringtalk.com back in the day. Before that, he was taking it from Flash Magazine and Boxing Update Magazine, the three boxing trade papers. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I've done my best to try to be true to the sport of boxing. And when I say I'm true to the sport of boxing, that's why I'm not into Zuffa. I mean, listen, you will probably have to put a gun, not a gun to my head, but I'll probably have to be really bored and there's no porn on or something like that in order to make me want to watch the Zuffa card tonight. I mean, listen, I just dislike Dana White that much. I really do. I mean, if you see Dana White, don't run into him with a truck. Don't run into him with a car. Run into him with a flattener. You know those things where they flatten the street, level the street out? That's what you want to, you want him to look like a human piece of cardboard afterwards. That's my fantasy when it comes to seeing Dana White. This is the way it is. I think he's bad for boxing. I think he's bad for the UFC. And the fact that everybody knows, and I keep telling you time and time again, if you were a hooker, you wouldn't work for Dana. What are you saying? In other words, Dana gives his guys 10% of the money, right? If you gave your girl 10% of the money out of $100 making some guy happy experience, and she's only going to get 10 bucks, she's going to quit. She's not going to do it. But in the world of mixed martial arts, because Dana controls everything, he gets away with paying that kind of money. And that's what he wants to do to the sport of boxing. He wants to control it. Control it to the point where he can pay guys peanuts. That's what's going on. He's coming out, rolling out a couple of big contracts here and there. He signed this guy and signed that guy, and this guy's making money and that guy's money. But the most part, he's signing a lot of white guys because he's trying to market it the same way he marketed the UFC. Marketing with white guys, marketing to a white mass. That's what they're trying to do. Of course, the UFC crowd, no doubt about that. The crowd is an incredible crowd worldwide. I mean, they draw in hundreds of thousands of buys here and there for different pay-per-views. So they do real well. There's no doubt about that. The Danish created a well-oiled machine. This is not a machine. It's like a spit machine, spit with an H. It generates a whole lot of spit with an H. And that's all you really smell when you think of Dana White. And look at Dana White. And I say that he's the gonorrhea to boxing. He is. He is bad for the sport of boxing. I keep trying to tell you that time and time again. And my great attorney, Mark Risman, who might be listening to the show up there in Sacramento, California, he's on the road as I speak, he thinks that there might be some positive aspects in Dana White's making his foray into the world of boxing. There's nothing positive about this except for Dana White, him looking to take corporate control of boxing like he did the world of mixed martial arts. Guys don't make money. You got to pay your... Listen, this is real stuff. And before we go to a break, I'll say this about Dana White. Why do you not see all these UFC superstars, these alleged superstars, how come you don't see them afterwards? How come you don't see them on TV? You got Conor McGregor, but he's like the exception to the rule because he does all that cocaine. But the bottom line is, how come you don't see these guys on TV afterwards? How come? Because their brains are scrambled. And because they pissed Dana has pissed them off to the point by abusing them of money, they don't even want to be around. I mean, Georges St. Pierre, probably the most heralded fighter in the UFC for a decade there, no doubt about it, the former welterweight champion from Canada. I mean, he was unbeaten for a long, long time. He doesn't like Dana. You don't see him doing any events, and he still can talk and things like that. Why? Because the good guys, the guys that knew what time it was with Dana White, got the duck out, just walked away from it, and they're not supporting the UFC in any way, no manner. Bottom line is, I'm not a Dana White fan. Let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
The word coming out of the Middle East, press release, statement, can't be sure, but the author appears to be Turki Alaşik himself or his reps. Bottom line is, the Saudi Arabian prince turned boxing promoter is reportedly battling an illness involving cancer and a brain tumor near his pituitary gland. Why do I have a problem saying that? Bottom line, don't make me say that again. The medical condition has caused advanced forgetfulness and memory loss. And while Pedro is wishing Turki the best, health-wise, I'm hoping he can forget Dana White. Please, just forget Dana White and walk away. You know, Turki says he wants to get together before his brain goes and then unite all the different boxing entities, you're not going to unite anybody with Dana White. Bob Arum's not getting involved. Don King, he's already done, but he's not going to get involved. Eddie Hearn's not going to get involved. Frank Warren's not going to get involved. In other words, the major players, nobody wants to deal with Dana White, except for you, Turkey. So what I'm wishing is that, you know, I don't wish bad things on you, but I sort of wish bad things on Dana White. If somebody could throw a banana peel in front of Dana White, he can fall and hit his head and not remember what he was doing, of course, and get out of the business, I'd be a happy camper. There's no doubt about that. But that's probably never going to happen. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And one mention the fact that I didn't bring this up a little bit earlier, but Emiliano Vargas, the son of Fernando Vargas, former junior middleweight champion, of course, ferocious Fernando Vargas, who was rushing in that fight with Felix Trinidad because of the fact that he was getting in trouble with the law, and his investors realized that we couldn't wait any longer. He was screwing up. So they threw him in the Trinidad fight, and he got beat a little bit early, a little bit too soon. He wasn't ready for that one. Anyway, bottom line is Emiliano Vargas fought a guy by the name of Bryce Mills last night. Bryce came to fight. There's no doubt about it. It went to distance, and Emiliano Vargas won. Bryce Mills shook his head up and down afterwards, so he was content with the fact that the young man from Oxnard, California, got the decision. No doubt about that. Talk about a future star maybe in the making or here and now. Talking about Emiliano Vargas. Well, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, Ring Talk is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And on Sunday, I have the impeccable producer, Mr. Bailey Peck himself. And I want to thank him. I want to thank you for tuning in. And don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide has been on the air 42 years. I'm knocking out all bumps. If today's show wasn't a clear example of why I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, nothing is. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hollywood will never be my style.